Welcome back to our lesson today. My text for these lessons is taken from the book of Joshua, the third chapter, verses 3, 4, and 5. Joshua had gathered all the people around him. He wanted them to know that a new chapter was being opened in the history of Israel, and that life for them would never be the same. In fact, Joshua told them that they had never passed this way hitherto. This could hardly have been said of the children of Israel in their wanderings in the wilderness, for they had traveled round and around in circles. But this was to be a new experience. It was to be a daily exploration of the land, with new discoveries to be made and new areas to be possessed with every step they took. Some wilderness Christians get angry when you tell them about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, when you tell them about the promise of the Father, about that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. They become indignant when you suggest that they have never been this way before. They say, "Do you mean to tell me that after 40 years, I don't know how to live the Christian life?" And then they get hot under the collar, make another fast lap around the course, and they try to make up in speed what they lack in direction. Friend, if you insist on going around in circles, you will always get back to where you started. This, however, under the leadership of Joshua, was no longer to be the experience of the children of Israel. He told them, "You shall know that the living God is among you." In so many words, Joshua was saying, "You have been living for 40 years in the wilderness as though your God was dead, but you're going to live from now on knowing that your God is alive." Supposing God died tonight, would it really make any difference in the way you live your Christian life tomorrow? Would it make the slightest difference next Sunday in the service and your place of worship if God were to die tonight? Or would it be business as usual? Would anybody know if nobody told them? Or would the whole machine grind on, with the people in the pew, the parson in the pulpit, and the special offering for the building fund? Nobody never told them that God was dead. But now, under his leadership, they were going to know for certain that the living God was among them. And just how were they to know that he would be alive among them? What would they see to convince them that God truly was in their midst? It was through his wonderful works that he would do, and by these wonderful works that God would do in their land, they would know that God is alive and is among them. Listen to what God told Moses. God said, "Pharaoh will not listen to you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt." God's wonders were multiplied in the land of Egypt. The Egyptians learned that God was alive in their land. They saw his wonders, and they knew that it was the God of heaven and that he was alive. And likewise, God was going to show his people that he was alive among them. I believe that God wants to reveal himself as a living God among this land in which we live.
All hail King Jesus!
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.